Ways to Go Beyond and Why They Work by Rupert Sheldrake. Chapter 4, Episode 3, The Chemical Context of Psychedelics, etc. Just as cannabinoid drugs work on the nervous system by binding to receptors that are naturally present as part of the endocannabinoid system, other psychoactive drugs affect the activity of nerve cells by acting on other chemical receptor systems. Our nervous systems work both electrically and chemically. Nerve cells or neurons meet each other at junctions called synapses, where the release of chemical messengers, called neurotransmitters, affects the electrical activities of the adjacent neuron. Some neurotransmitters make the adjacent cells more likely to fire an electrical impulse, while others inhibit this response and make an impulse less likely. In brains, there are many different neurotransmitters. Most of them are fairly simple molecules. Some are amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, like glutamate, aspartate, and glycine. Another is an amino acid that is not used in proteins, gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, G-A-B-A, as discussed in Chapter 3, in the context of fasting, which increases the levels of GABA in the brain. Others, like dopamine, noradrenaline and serotonin, are closely related to amino acids. Most psychoactive drugs exert their effects by altering neurotransmitter effects on the dopamine and serotonin systems. They seem to do so because the chemical structure of these drugs are similar to the natural neurotransmitters. Dopamine belongs to a family of chemicals known as phenethylamines. Several members of this chemical family are important physiologically or act as drugs. They are described in more detail in the book. Two of the best known are adrenaline and noradrenaline, which are called epinephrine and norepinephrine in the US. Both modulate the activity of the sympathetic nervous system, in which noradrenaline is a neurotransmitter and adrenaline a hormonal stimulant. The secretion of adrenaline from the adrenal glands stimulates the fight or flight response as its associated emotions. Adrenaline is also used medicinally to stimulate the heart in emergencies like cardiac arrest and anaphylactic shock. Human-made drugs in this phenethylamine family include amphetamine and methamphetamine, legally sold as crystal meth, both powerful stimulants and seriously addictive. MDA, MDMA, or ecstasy, is also a kind of amphetamine. The A in MDMA stands for amphetamine, as in 3,4-methyldioxymethamphetamine, widely used for its effects in inducing euphoria, increasing empathy, heightening sensations, and enhancing the pleasure of dancing. The most notable psychedelic in this chemical family is mescaline, which occurs naturally in the peyote cactus, the San Pedro cactus, and in a few other plant species, including acacias. The American chemist Alexander Sasha Shulgin, together with his wife Anne, made a systematic exploration of the psychoactivity of more than 170 different phenethylamine molecules. He was the ultimate drug designer. When he synthesized new drugs, he could make an informed guess about their effects. But it was only a guess. He did not know. The only way to find out was to make the compounds and try them himself. And here's a quote, what he said. Even when the compound emerges as a new substance, tangible, palpable, weighable, it is still a clean slate in the pharmacological sense, and in that nothing is known, nothing can be known about its action in man, since it had never been in man. It is only with the development of a relationship between the thing tested and the tester himself that this aspect of character will emerge, and the tester is himself as much a contributor to the final definition of the drug's action as in the drug itself. End of quote. Some of the chemicals had no positive effects. and some seem toxic. For those that seem harmless and interesting, Shulgin moved to the second stage of testing with his wife. After that, they had established that a drug was worth exploring further and had worked out appropriate dosages. Their volunteer research panel then tried it. Together they came to a consensus view on the drug's effects. I had the good fortune to know Sasha and Anne Shulgin, and in the early 1980s I attended several symposia at the Esalen Institute at Big Sur on the coast of California, where they shared some of their recent discoveries. Together they wrote a book in which they documented their many years of research. Part of this book, published in 1991, is like a cookbook, describing how to synthesize the various chemicals and, rather like a field guide to fungi, with tasting notes and warnings. The book is called FIHCAL, or P-I-H-K-A-L, which stands for Phenethylamines I Have Known and Loved. Sasha Shulgin devoted his life to this research because he thought that psychedelic drugs were treasures. He enjoyed them for their effects on heightening the perception of colours, or enhancing the senses of touch, smell and taste, or the deepening of emotional rapport with another person, which can become an exquisitely beautiful experience, with eroticism of sublime intensity. But above all, he wrote, I deem myself blessed in that I have experienced, however briefly, the existence of God. I have felt a sacred oneness with creation and its creator.